Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about broadband expansion and making sure that broadband is available to rural residents across the state. Talk to us about the good news in this regard.
Well, certainly working on broadband issues and bringing quality internet connections to rural Pennsylvania is a top priority for me and something that I've been working on quite a bit. In fact, I've sponsored legislation that's being considered in the House of Representatives in the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee to boost efforts to expand broadband across the state. And this week, we got some good news on a project that we've been working on with Tri-County Rural Electric Cooperative. Governor Wolf announced the release of $1.5 million in redevelopment capital assistance funding for Tri-County Rural Electric's broadband expansion project in portions of Potter County. Tri-County, of course, provides electric service in a large portion of the county, and this particular project will enable them to provide broadband service to just over 1,300 customers in Potter County. So it's an exciting project. It's one that I think is very much needed. It involves over 100 miles of fiber line being rolled out through the county. And I think it's just the tip of the iceberg because this will enable Tri-County to roll out broadband throughout their service territory. And as I said, is very much needed. So we're going to continue working on broadband services in rural Pennsylvania. And as we know, it's not a luxury. It's something that's vital for rural Pennsylvania. So it's a great project, and we're going to see many more coming in the future.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is it's Senior Expo season. I understand that you recently held one. Talk to us about where it was and who you got to talk to.
We had a great turnout last week at our Bradford Senior Expo. It was a record turnout of more than 500 people that came out to the 16th annual Expo at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. It's really a one-stop shop for senior citizens and their families to talk face-to-face with organizations that provide services for senior citizens. So what a great success. If you were not able to make it out to the University of Pittsburgh, we're hosting two additional expos coming up. The next one's going to be on Friday, September 14th in Kane at the Kane Community Center. And then on Friday, October 12th, I'll be at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So two more opportunities, and I would encourage folks to come out to the senior expos.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is agriculture-related. It's fair season. The Cameron County Fair is going on. The McKean County Fair is about to start, and Ag Progress Days is about to happen. Talk to us about this great time for agriculture.
Well, it certainly is a busy time, and it is all focused on agriculture with the Cameron County Fair ongoing this week, and next week will be the McKean County Fair. And in addition, next week is Ag Progress Days at State College. This is an annual event hosted by Penn State University's College of Agricultural Sciences and draws more than 45,000 people to Pennsylvania and to the State College area to learn more about the science and business of agriculture. The House and Senate Agriculture Committees will be holding a joint public meeting at the Ag Progress site on Wednesday, August 15th, starting at 10 a.m. The committee is going to hear an agriculture update from a number of different organizations and individuals, including Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding, Dr. Richard Rausch, the Dean of Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences, and then a panel discussion involving the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture, the President of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, and the Executive Vice President of PennAg Industries, and also the Pennsylvania State Grange. So an impressive list of speakers, and looking forward to the information that's presented. We're planning to stream the meeting on my website at repcauser.com, barring any technical difficulties. Ag Progress Days is a huge event that involves more than 500 exhibitors from 34 states and Canada. It's an opportunity to see the latest and greatest in agriculture. You can see crop displays, machinery demonstrations, research tours, family activities, and so much more. There's no admission charge, and parking is free. It's really an excellent opportunity, and all focused on agriculture.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.